It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. 2 years, 30,000 stories, and 6 winners.
Hi, it's Danielle Evans. I can't wait to come back next week and tell you who the winner of the 3-Minute Fiction Contest is.
You heard right. Next week, our judge will be here to announce the winner of Round 7 of our 3-Minute Fiction Contest. Now, for those of you catching the tail end of this round, 3-Minute Fiction is this program's creative writing contest where our listeners submit an original short story that can be read in about 3 minutes. This time around, we enlisted the help of award-winning writer Daniel Evans, author of the short story collection Before You Suffocate Your Own Fool Self. And I am pretty sure Danielle's busy reading that last batch of stories we just sent her. In the meantime, we thought it'd be cool to catch up with the previous winners of each round, so we put our producer Kenya Young on a mission to find out where they are now. And Kenya, what did you find out?
Yeah, Lori, you know, it actually has been really cool to catch up with these winners. Going all the way back to the first round, it's really hard to believe that we've been doing this for 2 years.
That's right, because the first round launched back in June of 2009, right?
Yeah, really, this is just something we decided to do for a little bit of summer fun. And we had no idea at all that it would get this much attention and get as big as it did. Here we are, 7 rounds later.
And James Wood was the judge of that first round?
Yeah, he was. And in fact, we didn't even have a challenge at that point. With round one, it was just an open-ended contest. The listeners just had to write a story in under 600 words. So you can imagine all the different stories that came in.
A lot of different stories. But one that caught James Wood's eye was...
Not That I Care by Molly Reed. And I caught up with her yesterday.
I'm applying to some writing residencies and conferences and just really concentrating my efforts there, which is kind of scary, but was a necessary change, I think.
Molly just moved to Portland, Oregon, and she's actually working on a collection of short stories. Now, I don't know if you remember, but Molly's story back in round one was about animals, ducks, in fact. And ever since then, she's just kept writing about animals.
I have recently written about some Freudian hummingbirds. In one of my stories, I have a severed cat paw and a murdered hamster.
Wait a minute, a severed cat paw and a murdered hamster.
I know. I said the same thing, and I had to have Molly explain.
I've just found myself really fascinated with the animal-human relationship, and it's not really about the animals themselves so much as sort of how we use animals, you know, as substitutes for our relationships or as symbols or talismans, and how that sort of reveals an important part of us.
Okay, so James Wood also judged round two of the contest, but that time he added a twist.
So yeah, round two is the first time where we actually started giving the writers a challenge, some kind of criteria that they had to meet within these 600 words. So for example, in round two, every story had to begin with the first line, "The nurse left work at 5 o'clock." And the winner of that round was Kathy Formusa with the story Last Scene.
What's Kathy up to these days?
So she's still writing since winning the contest. In fact, she's working on a novel. And she's had this novel in her head for years, and she said 3-Minute Fiction kind of helped her get it out and be more committed to writing it. But Kathy is also a full-time massage therapist out in Port Townsend, Washington. So she's just having a hard time finding the time to actually complete her novel.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely takes longer to write a novel than a 3-minute story, I would imagine.
That's exactly what Rhonda Strickland said. She is actually the winner from round three. Her winning story was Please Read, and it was chosen by writer and book critic Alan Chuse. And I actually think Alan would be really thrilled to know that Rhonda is working on her memoir.
Really?
Yeah, she's writing about overcoming humble roots, and her parents were the children of sharecroppers, and Rhonda herself actually grew up right outside of D.C. here in the first prefabricated housing development. The funny thing is, Rhonda actually lives in North Carolina now, and she's a tutor, and she says that winning 3-Minute Fiction actually increased her tutoring clientele. Apparently, when parents hear that she's one of the 3-Minute Fiction winners, they think they're getting a real bargain when they hire her to tutor their kids.
You're kidding.
It's too funny.
So what about the others? We have Yoav Ben-Yosef, round 4, Zach Rockhaus of round 5, and Laurie Anderson winning the last round, round 6.
Yeah, you know, all of them. I had really great talks with all 3 of them. And what I love about our past winners is that they're just so humble.
I got this just overwhelming response from all the people that knew me from school and all my friends, and it was really nice and kind of embarrassing.
That's Yoav Ben-Yosef, winner of Round 4, as we mentioned. Writer Ann Patchett chose his story, Not Calling Attention to Ourselves.
And did Yoav say winning 3-Minute Fiction helped him in any way?
To say the least.
Actually, the co-chair of a college became quite a mentor to me and hired me to teach. And I was also contacted by an agent, and I've been working with her. And it's been really helpful to be able to have somebody sort of on the other side waiting for a story, because that gave me the drive to keep writing, which actually is exactly what Anne said that she hoped would happen from the experience, that I would kind of like regain some faith in my writing, which I have.
And I tell you, Laura, it seems like folks are really paying attention to this contest, the little contest that could, because agents contacted Zach Brockhaus and Laurie Anderson as well.
A lot of literary agents follow 3-Minute Fiction, so that was a surprising place where I got a lot of interest.
That's Zach Brockhaus. He was the winner of Round 5, which was judged by the wonderful Michael Cunningham.
When I won the contest, I wasn't quite prepared for what was going to happen. I didn't have a lot of finished material like I do now. I've been writing pretty consistently since the contest, and I've actually just sent out my first 2 stories at the end of September. I plan on sending out another batch here pretty soon.
And you said Laurie Anderson, the winner of Round 6, was contacted by agents as well?
Yeah. I was even taken aback by all that's happened to Laurie since Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie selected her story as the winner less than just 6 months ago.
After winning, I had 3 different short stories published in literary journals and 2 poems. And I was named the Tobias Wolff Award in Fiction.
Really?
The Bellingham Review, which is a great journal. So that was super exciting.
That's pretty extraordinary. And to think we'll soon be adding another winner into the mix.
That's right. Who knows what's going to be in store for that person after Danielle makes her announcement next week. But they're going to really be in some good company.
That's producer Kenya Young. She pretty much runs all things 3-Minute Fiction around these parts. And you can keep up with her and others on our 3-Minute Fiction Facebook page. Don't forget to check out the stories posted so far on our website at npr.org/3-Minute Fiction, all spelled out, no spaces. And tune in next week for a special visit from the regular host of this show, Guy Raz, and our judge, Daniel Evans, for our Round 7 winner reveal.